Good afternoon, everyone. Federico here. I just wanted to say thanks to everyone who participated in our first straw poll on Telegram. So we had this idea of trying to have more sort of community engagement on Telegram to engage people in a sort of conversation. And we thought a good idea would be to use Google Forms to run a poll and to ask people questions and to see where it goes. So we thought we could post the basic results as images in the Telegram channel and some of the best answers and some of the key points as text in Mac Stories Weekly, which we did today. We sent out the newsletter at my 5 p.m., so just about an hour ago, and it's a good issue. It's issue number 30, and I went a little crazy with the workflows this week. I wanted to catch up for the fact that there was no workflow corner last week, so I wanted to reply to a few people and put together some workflows. Today I have a quick topic in mind. A few days ago, I talked about how and why at Mac Stories we decide not to cover rumors, usually, to stick with the news that we can confirm, just because we feel more comfortable talking about, you know, actual news, facts that people can confirm. And one of the things that I mentioned as to why I made this decision a while ago is that I don't want to live with the anxiety anymore of having to constantly be listening and waiting and checking on the news. Just because of my life schedule and my habits and my well-being, I just don't want to live like I lived the first few years of Mac Stories, where I was constantly focusing on the news, being first, posting breaking news. And we've largely moved away from that. You know, Mac Stories has a very kind of, I wouldn't say a slow schedule, but we have over time developed our own rhythm, if you will. But sometimes I feel like it's still important to kind of have a feel of when something is going to go big, and I'm talking about news here. And there's a few occasions when we come across an announcement or we come across a change that we want to cover with a post on Mac Stories in the news category. And what I always say to my colleagues is that sometimes you just have to feel it. You just have to know when you have to rush, even when you have 15, 20 minutes to put together an article about a change that you noticed. And there's a few examples over the years that came to mind. Of course, this happened dozens of times. It doesn't happen every day, of course, but it happens occasionally. One of the examples, for example, I don't know, like a few weeks ago, there was the tvOS web previews when Apple changed the iTunes web preview to include links for tvOS apps. And I was at a party in a park, and it was a kind of very relaxing party. People were just chatting, and I noticed this change on Twitter, and I was like, "This is going to be popular," because you know developers and users have been asking Apple to enable iTunes links for tvOS apps for a long time. So the moment I saw that tweet, my brain shifted in a different mode. I was like, "This is gonna be a popular story, and I want to get on this story." But right now, I'm at a party, so I pulled my girlfriend away. I was like, "Look, this happened. What should I do?" She was like, "Do you think it's gonna go popular?" And I'm like, "Yes, then you should do it." And my friends are very understanding. I was like, "Hey, sorry, everyone. I need to take 15 minutes to write on my phone." And they all know the kind of work that I do, and they are very kind people, perfectly understood my needs at that moment. So I stood there, wrote the post on my phone, in Ulysses, confirmed the news with a few people, with Kevin of Afterpad, a great website about Apple TV and iOS games and MFI controllers. I confirmed the news with Jeff Scott. He was the person who originally spotted these iTunes links. So in 15 minutes, I put together every fact that I can confirm, and I posted the article on Mac Stories, and it was linked on a bunch of websites, and it drove a bunch of people to Mac Stories because it was indeed a popular story for that night and the following day. Other examples, when Apple, I remember maybe, I don't know if it was last year or a couple of years ago, Apple launched an App Store section called Pay Once and Play. And it was a section highlighting paid games. So no free games, no freemium games, just games that you pay once and you don't have to pay anymore. Which is different considering, you know, what's usually in the top charts of the App Store and on the front page of the App Store. So I saw that section and I knew it was going to be a popular story. And to this day, I still get traffic from Reddit because someone posted the article on Reddit and I still get traffic from that post. Other recent examples that I could think about. Text Expander from Smile, they sent us the new version with the subscription model the afternoon before the release day. And I talked to John and I was like, John, we need to cover this tomorrow because this is going to be a big story. And in fact, the following day, I don't want to say we broke the news, but we were, I think, the first website to post about Text Expander moving to a subscription model. And another story also that John covered is the I don't remember, did John cover that story or did I cover that story? I think it was a collaboration effort. I don't remember. I think it was John. The Reddit clients, when Apple pulled a bunch of third-party Reddit clients. And I remember we were on the Slack for Mac Stories and we were talking and I was like, this is just another stupid app review rejection story. We should get on this and we should cover it. And in fact, in just 20 minutes, we talked to the developers of a bunch of Reddit clients. We included a few quotes from those developers, and the story was widely linked by other websites. These are just four examples. But I want to make this point, is that even if we don't usually cover news and we don't usually focus on being first, just because it's not what we typically do, it doesn't mean that we don't have the means to sometimes want to do that. And sometimes you just have to feel when a story is going to get big, when it's confirmed, when it's a fact, when it's actual news. And the benefit of that is that while it's not Mac Stories' usual type of work, usual type of article, it helps in getting the word about the website out there and driving people to the website and getting new people to know Mac Stories. Just because other websites and people on Twitter are more likely to include a link to this type of news than they are to, say, Federico's review of a new Twitter client. So there's a balance to be struck about doing our usual work, but also knowing sometimes when it's appropriate, when it's convenient, and when it's beneficial to us and to the readers to find a story that's going to be popular, trying to gather as much information as possible, and trying to be timely in the delivery of that story. And I've seen over the years that a lot of people first got to know Mac Stories because of one of these news posts, you know? And I've seen email from people telling me, look, I first discovered your website because Mac Rumors linked to you, and then I stuck with Mac Stories over the years, and now I'm a club member, and I love you guys. And that's the best, you know? That's the best feeling, because it means that while we focus on stories and reviews and tutorials and that kind of stuff, there's also a place for being timely sometimes and covering the news and trying to develop a feel and an understanding of when a story is going to get popular. And of course, this is always a great learning lesson for me to have, you know, the kind of effect that you work on a story for many weeks or for many, many months, and it's only kind of popular, and then you work on a story for 15, 20 minutes, and it explodes, and everyone on Twitter is linking to that story. And it's a great learning lesson to remember and to keep in mind that there's always a balance to be struck. And of course, this is, you know, this is a sense of trying to put the appropriate energy, the appropriate importance on a story it's a sense that you only develop over time. And I feel it's the kind of experience the kind of skill maybe that you can hone, that you can craft over several years. So that's I actually had a few notes about this in the notes app because it's something that I wanted to talk about for a few weeks. So I hope you enjoyed the first Telegram straw poll. We're definitely gonna have more of those in the future. I hope you enjoy for a club member Maxstory's Weekly today. Let me know if you have any workflow requests or questions for the Q&A section. And now it's Friday. I'm gonna relax. I got a good week coming up next week while I get a bunch of writing done. So I'll talk to you guys later. Ciao.